What does life look like for a college student today? There are no lecture halls, no labs, no dorms. For many, this year is anything but what they expected. New England Public Radio's Karen Brown teaches journalism at UMass Amherst. She turned her students into reporters on their own lives. They recorded scenes from where they ended up in lockdown, from Texas to Spain.
I'm sitting on the ground with my mom, and she's cutting my dog's hair. He looks very unamused, kind of sad.
How does he look?
He looks good. We can see his eyes.
I'm here in my kitchen following my mom, who's baking brownies.
You want to describe what you're doing?
I'm chopping onions. I'm making fish chowder.
This is my brother. I think he's playing Grand Theft Auto. What are you playing?
This is NBA, you dimmy.
So now my brother and I, who share a room, are going to restack our beds because my mom hates when both of us are here because it's so cluttered.
The streets are almost empty. There's only a few cars. Really strange to come back to my town. Watch it like this.
I found my mother sitting in her room, scrolling through Facebook like a screenager. Now we've turned on CNN. And we're waiting for Trump's press conference. Mom, are you excited?
Oh, yippee. Can't wait.
So I am here at my family game night. We are playing Yahtzee.
I'm on my way to the basketball court. It's been my sanctuary. I'm about to take the other side of this half court, stay as far as I can away from this person.
I'm trying to get out as much as possible, you know, take some solo walks. You can hear the birds chirping. Saw a couple of Cardinals and a couple of Blue Jays earlier today, so when I was commuting to UMass for the semester, mentally I could shift my focus to, all right, I'm in school mode. But now my desk at home is like all of 5 feet from my bed, and it can be hard to mentally differentiate between those two zones.
You can only go through your books so many times. So sometimes I just like to play a little music.
I'm trying to do homework because I'm behind on a lot of homework. My sister is just staring at me and dancing and nodding her head and being super weird. She's about to play piano, and I think she's learning a new Cage the Elephant song. Can you play it?
I know it can be her, but it's 8 p.m. Every day at 8 p.m., people go out to the windows and start clapping to all the workers, to all the doctors, all the people that is working to keep us alive. So it's a beautiful time every day.
Beautiful.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Those were the voices of UMass Amherst students bringing us snapshots of their lives in lockdown. We heard from Lila Hyman, Will Malice, Emily von Volkenberg, Catherine Scott, Ethan Smith, Raul Amanero Rodriguez, Meg Johnson, Julian Mendoza, Matt Hollowitz, Melissa Nieves Torres, and Raya Aleem.